The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
See Live Off the Record with Zhivago Lang is brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts, Nay's Pancake Place, Prince Masters, RF Bank and Trust, and Royal Star Assurance.
Welcome, 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 ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Zhivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Thursday afternoon. I trust and hope that you are doing well. I'm going to give us a call to do so. 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796, or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. No, today is not Far Back Friday. And no, I am not playing music all day during the course of the show today. But today I am in the business of dispensing hope. Yeah. Listen to me. I know local government elections are happening somewhere in the Family Islands, and I know there still is a row between the Prime Minister and the doctors, and I know that there are some issues of rumors are going around involving the PLP, and yes, the FNM is continuing to ask for this or push for that, etc. All that's still going on, and yes, crimes are still going on in the country, but I want to know something today. I want to know that whether you, my listener, I want to know if you are living with hope today. Are you living with hope today? In fact, do you even know what hope is? And if you know what hope is, do you have it today? Do you have hope today? As you go about your business, as you go about your life, as you go about your work, as you go about your schooling, as you go about your charitable works and deeds, as you go about your life today, I'm asking you, Shivago Sean Lang on Z Live is asking you today, are you living in hope? Or are you living in despair? Are you living in hope? That's my question to you today. Share with us. Tell us. You live in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas in this, the 23rd day of January in the 2024. The year of our Lord. Are you living in hope today? That's my question to you today. That's what we're dealing with today. I call the show Dispensing No Despair. You can share your despair, but don't call here to put no despair on anyone. We are dispensing hope today because I want you to know. I really want you to know that you can have hope today. Yes, I know there are some people who are in the midst of some very terrible circumstances in their lives, man. Yeah. Terrible terminal illnesses they are confronted with. That cancer is ravishing their bodies. There are people whose mental circumstances are deteriorating. They have dementia. They have Alzheimer's. They have some other mental, psychological illness. There are people whose relationships with their loved ones, their parents, their siblings, their friends, their neighbors, their colleagues, terrible. Fraught with conflict, all kinds of hatred being dispensed, and all kinds of negativity being dispensed. There are people who have lost faith in Almighty God. They have. They have no faith in God. They have no belief in God. There are people who have decided, listen, man, that thing don't work. Ain't nothing work. That don't work. Not putting my trust in no white man's God. And I'm not putting my trust in any dead religion. I'm not putting my trust in any Jesus Christ that they're talking to me about. I just said, I'm done. There are people today who are there, who are contemplating ending their life, believing that the thing worse, or is probably worse than moving on to whatever is out there in the next life. And they need hope today. They need hope today, and I'm asking you, I'm checking on you, I'm asking you today, are you living in hope today? How about we share, how about we dispense some hope today? You know what I found? I found that, and I'm 57 years old, I have believed, I have held the Christian belief all my life. I haven't had an active Christian faith all my life. By active, I mean it hasn't, I have believed what my parents exposed me to. I believed what my culture exposed me to for a long time. I believed that up until I went to university. It was in university, I didn't stop believing, but I started questioning. And then I wanted for myself to believe what I believed. So I went on a journey of discovery in university for myself. And in the course of that journey of discovery, I didn't do a Buddhist course because I was on a journey of search. I did a Buddhist course because I signed up for a course in university called The Great Philosophers. And I thought we would study the great philosophers over the years. But what that course did is it studied one great philosopher every semester. That semester, the philosopher happened to be Gautam Buddha. Therefore, I ended up studying Buddhism. But it was my search. But in university, I discovered for myself, settled on for myself, my convictions about the Christian faith. And over time, continued to grow in and firm up and develop my belief in that faith. But what I discovered is, in 57 years, I have never had any massive lightning experience, any massive, those kinds of dramatic experiences people can sometimes tell you about. I never discovered about, but what I have discovered is that things have happened in my life, either by way of prayerful request or just by way of some intervention, that the timing of those things could not, for my purposes, my Shivago Sean Lang's purposes, be attributed to anything other than divine intervention. I could not say that those things happened as a matter of sheer accident and coincidence. I could not conclude that. And on those occasions, some of which have happened to me, and even in the most recent of times, I could only smile. Because sometimes they happened when I was doubtful. I was like, really? Is all this make believe? And then it's like, it's like a friend just tapping you on the shoulder just to remind you, bro, I'm here. I'm right here. And I actually have a philosophy about how God moves. Okay, I'm sorry if you think I'm preaching today, please turn your radio off or to something else. It's okay. I don't want to offend you, but I'm not going to stop. So let's suppose you are a person who weighs 300 pounds, right? Not because you are in quote fat, but because you are a bulky person. You could be a muscular, very muscular, strong, healthy 300 pound person. But you are in a little small room with lots of furniture. Little small room with lots of furniture. If you are a bulky person like that, with lots of muscles, very strong, powerful person, in a small room with a little bit of furniture, how would you move? Carefully, crudely. How would you move in order not to cause damage in a beautiful little room in which you find yourself? Even if people are in the room, how would you move so as not to be harmful or interruptive to those people as they go about their business? Would you not move carefully? Would you not ensure that maybe even in some instances yours is the slightest of moves? Certainly the most skillful of moves. Certainly the most intentional of moves. Well, if you are a God in whom all things exist, and you are massive, Well, your movements would be careful movements, wouldn't it? Suppose your voice was so huge, the baritone so powerful, and you were in a place where people could be alarmed if you shouted, if you move, if you talk too loud. Would you not try to temper your voice so that people wouldn't get upset? So maybe instead of speaking in a lightning or thunderous voice, you did it in a still small one. Maybe that's why this, maybe the movements of God might be to us regarded as subtle, but maybe they are the kinds of movements we can accommodate more easily in our present format than if he moved the way a massive, powerful God could move. That's just my thought in the matter. But I've had so many of these little things happen to help me have hope. Sometimes I am discouraged. Sometimes I am disappointed. Sometimes I am sad. Sometimes I feel guilt-ridden. So I have occasions of many, many negative emotions. But I have learned to find hope. I've learned to understand that if I'm not careful to watch my brain and my mind, that they could lead me down a path to despair. And I don't living in despair is not tenable. Living in despair is not tenable. It robs you of energy, and you need energy to live. You need energy to act. You need energy to work. You need energy to play. It robs you of clarity of mind, and you need clarity of mind to think, to solve, to love. You need clarity of mind to aid and assist and help. Despair would rob you of your health. And without your health, your body can function properly in this world and may ultimately die so that you are not in this world at all. So we don't want to live in despair. We don't want to wake up in the morning, you listen to the news, bad news. You read the newspapers, bad news. You go around the corner and talk to your friends, bad news. You go to the rally, bad news. You go to this place, bad news. All over the place, bad news. The only people got good news, it seems sometimes, is Sesame Street. Only people with good news sometimes. Or you can, some church services and stuff. You can find it. You can find good news. It's just that where you and I keep searching, bad news. Look at the Bahamas. You listen to people be talking about the Bahamas, bad news. You go on these chats. You look at the things circulating by WhatsApp and circulating by Facebook. Bad news, bad news, bad news, bad news. Seldom. I didn't say it doesn't happen. But seldom are people pushing out there, look at this. Is that because there is no good news? And if there is no good news, well, that's really sad. But if there's good news and we prefer to push out the bad news, that's even sadder. But that's what you're getting. Predominantly, you listen to these songs, love songs, break up, divorce, bust up, disappointment. You go read these love stories. You got to wait till you get to the back and you're in order to see Happy Ever After, because the rest of the journey ain't nothing but a sad. Are you living in hope today? That's my question to you, my friend. Is anyone going to talk to me today? Or are you not living in hope? Or if not, talk to me about it. Let's talk about it. We're gonna dispense some hope today. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We'll be back after this break.
Take a stand, everybody.
We'll be right back. those loans I had were so overwhelming. Fidelity's debt consolidation loan combined all my loan payments into one easy payment with a built-in savings plan that pays me unbeatable interest. It's time to make that move to Fidelity. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Wait, you know what's going down tomorrow?
Nobody, what happening?
Joe bringing these knives to school? He could do Junior in?
For what?
Wait, he fooled with Joe girl?
Mother sick. And you know Junior don't back down for nothing. So that means he got a big fight tomorrow.
So whose side you want?
Side? I trying to stay in school, not Simpson fan. We gotta tell somebody about this fight.
Tell somebody? I ain't no snitch. I mean cool, you know.
Wait, if you so cool, then you need to stay in school and stay out of the fight.
Yeah, but if I don't hang on Joe's side, him and he boys coming for me next.
All right, so we definitely gotta tell somebody. We gotta prevent the fight.
What I say, I don't want nobody calling me snitch.
We could just call Crime Stoppers. You could report what you know, and nobody gotta know it's you.
So out of the way.
All you gotta do is call them, or you text them through the Crack Crime Bahamas app, and nobody can...
Police come looking for me for more info? And when they finish with them, Joe them coming looking for me?
When you call Crime Stoppers, the calls go directly to Miami, and they don't ask nothing about you. Then you can get the pen from them, and they can claim a reward later using that same pen.
Plus, everything's scrambled, so nobody can read what you're saying.
Calls 328-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, talk, all day.
Said I was in my early 40s with a lot of life before me when a moment came that stopped me on a dime. I spent most of the next days looking at the x-rays, talking about the options and talking about sweet time. I asked him when it sank in that this might really be the real, and you get that kind of news. Man, what'd you do? And he said, I went skydiving, I went Rocky Mountain climbing, I went 2.7 seconds on a bull named Blue Manchu, and I looked deeper, and I spoke sweeter, and I gave forgiveness I've been denying. And he said, someday I hope you get the chance to live like you were dying. He said, I was finally the husband that most of the time I wasn't. I became a friend would like to have. And all of a sudden going fishing wasn't such an imposition. And I went three times that year, I lost my dad. Well, I finally read the good. I took a good long hard look at what I'd do if I could do it all again. I went skydiving, I went Rocky Mountain climbing, I went 2.7 seconds on a bull named Blue Manchu, and I looked deeper, and I spoke sweeter, and I gave forgiveness I've been denying. And he said, someday I hope you get the chance to live like die, yeah. Like tomorrow was a gift and you got eternity to think about what you do with it.
What did you do with it? What did I do with it? What would I do with it? Skydiving, I win. Rocky Mountain climbing, I win. 2.7 seconds on a full length Fu Manchu. Like you were dying, to live like you were dying, to live like you were dying.
Welcome back. Welcome back, Lady Bagolang, your host. So glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM on this beautiful Thursday afternoon, where we are dispensing hope today, not by way of music. Music is some part of it, but we're talking about hope. We're talking about hope in a country sometimes where it appears. As we dialogue and the like, that there ain't that much hope at all, especially when we get into the political realm of talking, it seems. So you can call us on 323-6232 or 325-4316. You can text us on 422-4796. You can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. In our family islands, you can call us on 242-300-5720. I know y'all are doing local government elections today. And it seems very quiet here in Grand Bahama. But are you living in hope today? We got a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Hey, good afternoon, Mr. Lang.
Good afternoon. How you doing?
I'm fine, thank you. I wanted to call in because you were talking about if we are still hopeful. You know, and I wanted to say I am mostly hopeful, and sometimes disappointed in my hope because of what's going on, especially in government. But for the most part, because I tuned in a bit late, if you played the song as yet, I never lost my hope. It's a gospel song.
Yeah, so I'm actually not playing songs today. I'm selecting a couple of songs on the X on the break or on the return, but I'm really not playing songs by request today. I just interject those into the show.
Oh, okay. But that's just something that came to mind when you were talking about hope.
I got you. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. What is hope, actually? What is hope? What is hope? To say that I am living in hope. See, she said, for instance, I'm living mostly in hope. Can hope be half pregnant? Can I have hope like mostly or do I either have hope or I don't have hope? Right? The best definition of hope I have ever myself come across, and it's a construction of a number of things that I have heard, is to have the expectation that something good is going to happen to me in the future. The expectation that something good is going to happen to me or for me in the future. Hope is always forward-looking. Always forward-looking. Because the hope that you are experiencing is no longer hope. Hope is always forward-looking. Meaning the good thing that one wants, needs, isn't now in one's possession. But it is so concrete an expectation that you literally can salivate at its coming, at its anticipated coming. So you live in joy. So you literally live in a kind of dancing happiness, which is joy. Joy ain't just happiness. Happiness is I feel good about things, you know. Joy is that kind of dance, jump all over the place, hop up and down kind of feeling. That thing that you need or want, you fully anticipate will be yours. This is like when a child is told by their parent, listen, we are going on vacation next month, the 20th to the 25th. That child seldom, unless the parent has disappointed them over and repeatedly, that child believes that's like money in the bank. And they tell their friends, the child, we going away on vacation next month on the 20th. No, I can't do that because we're on vacation next month on the 20th. And that child starts marking that down on the calendar. I don't know if your kids are like mine. They start crossing off the dates in the calendar. They start coming to you and say, Daddy, how many days is it now from now till vacation? Because they are living in the joyous expectation that that thing that has been promised to them will come to pass. That is living in hope. Not living in hope. Hope is not, child, well, I hope so. That child, well, I hope so, isn't hope. Can I tell you that, please? Child, well, I hope so, isn't hope. Child, well, is, I know, and I ain't really getting excited about it because I know that's not hope. Hope is, bro, listen to me. Listen to me. When you see your boy die, when you see your boy cross over, he will be, not might be, not maybe, he will be in the presence of Almighty God, the God he believes in. Bro, that is as true as you see the sun shining right now. Hope is I have a promotion coming to me on the anniversary date of my appointment to this place, and it comes with an increase in salary. What can happen? So, by the way, I'm going to increase my savings plan because I will be making more at that time. So that is living in hope. Hope, you know, child, well, you know, I believe God is able, and I believe God will talk like that. Hope don't talk like that. Hope says this in my government said X, Y, and Z. And bro, listen, you could look forward to that. No, I ain't saying that's where you are. I'm just saying that's what hope is. Hope is a confident expectation that a good thing that I believe will happen will in fact happen. That is why hope deferred makes the heart sick, because hope is so concretely anchored in the full expectation of a thing coming to pass that hope engages the body, the soul, and the whole mind in the hopefulness. This text says, your message today gave me hope, and it certainly uplifted my spirits because I've been feeling lost and uncertain. So thank you. Oh, my friend, thank you for reaching out, and thank you for confirming for me what I needed to be confirmed as we look at this issue of hope today. Because I'm telling you, I know some folks sitting out there. Let me tell you how it feels. It's how it feels. You know, let me tell you how it feels. The bills are this much, and they are due some right now, some shortly from now, and some little ways down the corner. And as far down the road as you could see, you do not see the means by which all of them could be dealt with. That's that, you know that feeling? It is choke you. It is make you sweat and it's cold outside. That's the kind of feeling that make you, your dog tired, but you can't sleep. That's the kind of feeling where you got to wake up and now walking up the down. That's the kind of feeling make you sit on your couch, watch TV all day, trying to drown all the memories of how bad it is. It's the kind of feeling make you scared every phone call as a bill collector, a bank officer, or something like that. That's the kind of feeling you live in when you're living in without hope, when you're living in despair, when you're living in frustration. And we think only poor people is living that kind of way. Only these people who live over the hill live in that kind of way. These kind of people, them people, them other people, they don't know nothing but how we living. Y'all need to stay home and mind your own business. You ain't know how nobody living. Big house don't exempt you from despair and problems and challenges. Fancy car don't exempt you from despair and problems and challenges. Big title, big job, big position, plenty does not exempt you from problems and challenges of all kind. So stay home, mind your own business, and stop watching other people's things. Let's just get some hope for us at home where we are. Leave other people's business alone, man. Because you ain't know nobody going through. They could be dressed up to the hilt, all kind of makeup on, all kind of eyelashes on, all kind of other people here on, all kind of fancy clothes on, got all kind of Yves Lauren and Louis Vuitton, and got all kind of Tommy and Polo and his shop at Macy, at Ross, and all them kind of people. They you will never find them. Never find them in Marshalls. Never find them in DJ Maxx. They only the shop at Anne Klein and so forth and so forth. And you think they are exempt from issues. Sometimes their shopping is their way to medicate against the issues that they are dealing with. Don't stop. Don't stay out of people's business. Everybody needs hope. The billionaire needs hope. The millionaire needs hope. The thousandaire needs hope. The broke, busted, and can't be trusted needs hope. Everybody needs hope. We got a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Hi, good afternoon. How are you?
I am good. How are you?
I'm trying. Now, I'm not so sure whether or not this has been offered because I tuned in a little late. But when I think of hope, I think in terms of it being, and it's borrowed, eh? It's not an original of mine.
I'm sorry.
As an acronym, hope, meaning holding on, praying expectantly.
Yes, that's what the definition is, the expectation that something good will happen me in the future.
It's definitely going to happen.
That's right, that's right. It's not you're not doubtful about it. It's not 50-50. It is not 60-40. You are expectant.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And, sir, you are building a whole lot of hope. I mean, in listening to you, I thought I must give you a call because of what you are generating today. You are giving me the feeling that there is hope.
Yeah, hallelujah. I'm glad to hear that.
Tomorrow. So I uplift myself.
Thank you, ma'am. I thank you for calling and uplifting me and confirming why I did this.
Hello?
I said thank you for calling and confirming for me why it was important to do this. Thank you.
Yes, you continue. You continue to do that. This is so much. This is really, really needed. And
thank
I'm looking
ma'am.
Forward to tomorrow. I don't know tomorrow.
You'll be all right tomorrow.
I'm looking forward to that as well.
God, keep us here. We can be all right tomorrow.
Okay, sir.
Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate you always. Thank you. Man. So stay home. Stay home and be about the hope in your own home, man. And I'm going to tell you in the second hour, we're going to talk about why we can have hope. We're going to tell you in the second hour the many reasons why we can have hope. See, you got to dwell, the bad feelings of your present circumstances are real. But mostly those bad feelings are the product of the stewing we are doing in the thoughts of the badness of our situation. Okay? So rarely you feel badly as you feel because you keep stewing in the negative thoughts of the thing you're in. Not that the thing you're in is not negative. It is negative, but you're already in it. So dwelling on its negativity isn't helpful to the circumstance because you're already in it. The question is, now that you're in it, what can I do to make it better? Not do anything to make it better. Well, then I could only think better about other things because I can't do anything right now about it. So if I can't do anything about it, I got to go find somebody who could do something about it. And you say, ain't no such person in the world. Really? How you know? Have you tried everybody? Well, so living in hope is finding the means to put on those night vision goggles in the darkness of your life circumstances. Living in hope is finding the energy to be able to participate in the activity that can move you to the next place you want to be, the better place you want to be. Living in hope gives you the strength to lift the burden of the thing you're under. Living in hope lightens your wings to fly in skies where the air is cleaner, purer, and more beneficial to your body, soul, and mind. That's living in hope. And I am telling you as a human being, holding you in any way, that every single thing or there are a number of things in my own life that challenges me, that disappoints me, that saddens me. But I can surely tell you, this human being boxes every day to live in hope. Every day to live with an expectation that good things will happen for me. Good things. Even when the bad things are being said about me. Even when the bad things are being said to me. Even when the bad things are happening in me. In me. So when I started my treatment for the radiation treatment. So anyway, when I did go do my surgery, God is my witness. I treated my going to do my surgery as matter of fact as going to eat my breakfast. I went to the hospital by myself. I sat down and waited for my room to be assigned by myself. I got checked into the room, laid there by myself, waited to see doc and saw the doctor. And when they did the necessary and said it was time to roll me in, they rolled me in by myself as they were administering the anesthesia. I didn't know if I would see this side of the planet or not. I had a tinge bit of fear that hit me, but then I talked that away, and then I woke up, and they had already gone inside me, do what they had to do, and so forth, as I struggled through the pain, and what have you. I dealt with it. What it is. It is what it is, and so forth. Then I came out of the hospital 3 days later. I went, got dropped by my assistant to the airport. I walked from her car I walked the ticket counter by myself, two bags hanging out of me. Bloody bags hanging out of me. Nobody could see them, but they were hanging out of me. Got on the, gone through the security, gone up the stairs, sat down and waited for my flight to leave. When the flight was called, walked to my flight, didn't take no wheelchair or nothing, got on the airplane, flew to across the road, when I landed, walked to my car, turned my car on, gone inside my house, lay on the bed, lay down inside the bed. When I did my radiation, I was staring at 39 treatments, 5 days a week, Monday to Friday. And I didn't think about no 39. I just thought I can do this one treatment today because it's the one treatment I got. This is the one I got. And every day I went, I didn't think about the next day so much. I thought about this is the one I got. I got this one today. Next thing I know, it was 38. 2 months later. And all the while, my hopefulness rested in what? In my goodness for what? Me, if I rested my hopefulness on my goodness, I would have no hope. Rested on what? My MP? My MP? No. And my MP, and you know, my MP is the leader of opposition. Rested on my government? No. No, I rested it a place where no one could take it from me. I don't care if you, I have a bachelor's degree in economics. I have a master's degree in finance. I am done postgraduate studies. You all know my life story. So you know where I'm, and I did not rest it in those things. I rested it where nobody could get it. I rested right in the God of the Bible. Get mad with me if you want. You think I care? I rested it in the God of the Bible. I rested in the creator of my being. That's what I did. And I told him, I am in your hands. I mean, and that's how I am for the rest of my life, in his hands. All right, that's where I rested it. With all my intelligence, and all my experience, and all my knowledge, I rested it in the unsophisticated knowledge of the Christian God of the Bible. And that's where it is. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We'll be back after this news break. Take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm. Let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road. Can't complain, this is your
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
Thank you. a singer in a smoky room, the smell of wine and shit for a smile they can share the night. It goes on and on.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM on this beautiful Thursday afternoon where we are distributing hope today. Hope today. Don't stop believing. Don't stop dreaming. That's what we're dispensing today. Hope, hope, hope. Hope springs eternal. Hope, hope, hope helps to motivate. So if you want to give us a call today, we're happy to hear from you. You can call us on 323-6232 or 325-4316. From the Family Islands, you can call us on 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796 or you can WhatsApp me on 4th. That says, good afternoon, Mr. Lang, another great topic. Over the years, especially the years with electronic communication, it appears that most persons enjoy celebrating or posting bad news over good, my opinion. You ain't seen nothing yet. You watch as election draws nigh. Watch the kind of news you're going to be. Yeah, my good friend asked me, say, how come by yourself I being nosy now? I by myself because my people had obligations of their own. They were all over the world and so forth, and I just didn't really think it was a big deal to go and do what I had to do in the circumstances. I was in Dr. Roberts and the other doctor and my God's hand, and so I was good. I had some visitations by some good friends who knew only because they were in a medical circle. But other than that, nobody visited because I didn't say anything to anybody, so it wasn't anybody's fault. Nobody is to be blamed. I wasn't complaining about going by myself. I was just telling you my story. Why couldn't we have hope? Really, think about it. Why? So, without getting religious first about it at all, okay? I in many, many instances in which I have spoken to people, to groups of people, some small audiences, some very large audiences, I said, how many of you, by show of hands, have had one very serious issue in your life? And almost everybody raises their hands. I ask, how many of you have had many serious issues, some you thought could never be resolved? And almost everybody tends to raise their hands. And then I ask, and these are people of all ages. These are young people. These are not so young people. These are old people. And then I ask them, how many of you have seen those issues resolved? And almost everybody raises their hand. And then I ask, how many of you, even if the issue hasn't been resolved, you stay here and haven't lived longer than the issue? As though many people raise their hands. And so I say to them, I say, you see that? Many of us will sit down in a chair that we're familiar with without even thinking about it, because our experience of sitting in that chair has told us it is safe to sit in. We do this for many things. We do many things automatically because we trust, we have confidence that these things will do as they say. We go on planes, we go on boats, we go on trains. We do all kinds of things. We go on the roofs of houses, roofs of building, because our experience over the years has said to us, this is a trusted thing. Well, let me ask you a question. If you spend 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90 years on planet Earth, watching problem come and watching problem go, how come you don't have the experience that says to you, you can trust that this too shall pass? Experience gives wicked hope, says the scriptures. This isn't even about faith anymore. It says experience worketh hope. Huh? And that's it's true. It is true. Our experience that most things, if not all things, come to pass, but work hope in us. The only question is whether you can live longer than the thing you are worrying or fretting or dealing with. The only question. So many things feel awesomely terrible at the moment. Awesomely terrible. I'm going to lose him. I'm going to lose her. I'm going to lose them. This isn't going to work, but I'm going to lose this. I'm going to lose that. This is so. And sometimes you do, and it feels like, oh, this, I'll never get over this. I'll never get over this. And 2 years later, 10 years later, 5 years later, 50 years later, 60 years later, you look back at it and you say, listen to me, man. Not only have I overcome it, not only that I live longer than it, but in some instances, it worked together for good. Because you know what? I love the Lord. That's how it goes. And I'm not the only, I know you could text me. I know you could call me and tell me, Shivago, I know exactly what you're talking about, bro. My mother died recently. Broke my heart. I tell you the truth. I don't talk about it, but I'm telling you, I miss her dearly. Dearly. And the experience of that is not a good one. But I believe in where she is, and I believe in what is coming. And so I can rise above the pain of her being gone, just like so many other mothers and so many other fathers. This text says, Mr. Lang, many times people pray for a peaceful, non-eventful existence, but growth, character, and faith are only developed during challenges. I can relate, having come out of a near-death experience during COVID, the experience changed my life. Absolutely. In fact, you're absolutely right. In fact, I tell people, listen, man, be careful what you pray for. You know, if you pray for strength, there is no without burden. You all realize that? To build a muscle, it must suffer strain. Yeah. That muscle has to be put under tension. So to get strength, you got to be put under burden. Your emotional muscle must be tested under burden. Your spiritual muscle tested under burden. Your intellectual muscle tested under burden. So the text is right. All these things, if we have the right awareness, if we have the right thinking, all these burdens and all these challenges, they work in us a strength and an experience that, when fully assessed, only works hope in us. So experience your own person. You don't need nobody else's experience to tell you you could have hope. Your own life's experience. You, bro, listen to me. You are in prison. You didn't want to be there. You don't want to be there. And whatever you've done, or maybe sometimes not done, has landed you there. You're there now. There's nothing you can do about the fact that you are now there. But the truth is that experience now is straining some aspect or all aspect of your life. The question is it working those muscles to tear them, or is it working those muscles to build them? And this is true for somebody in prison or outside of prison. Is what you are going through working your muscles to tear them, or are they working your muscles to build them? The difference oftentimes is the attitude you bring to build about the experiences you are having. Is it that they hate you, or is it that this injustice, this justice has been done to you, and now I must be better than it. Be different than what led me to it. Right? It's all about, oftentimes, perspective. Right? Perspective. Some of us have great difficulty finding hope, because we keep resting our confidence in that which cannot support our ambition. Your personal success in life cannot be the burden of your pastor, cannot be the burden of your MP, cannot be the burden of your husband, the burden of your wife, cannot be the burden of your employee, your employer. Right? While any one of them can assist in your journey and my journey, they cannot have placed on them the burden of our success. So never rest your hopefulness in that which cannot carry the burden of its weight. Never. So the question isn't, are they unreliable? The question is, did you place your faith and hope and confidence in that which was unreliable for that particular purpose? That's really the question, right? We have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Yes, Brother Lang.
Hey, what's going on?
I was hoping that you soon answer this one, because I've been on it a little while. But that's what hope is all about.
I could only know when they tell me, my friend.
Right. And hope is only about thinking about the right things happen. Now, I want to find out first before I get into it. You were saying that some people don't believe in hope.
No, I'm not, I didn't say that. I didn't say that at all.
Okay. Because what I want to say is, every person living on this planet Earth have hope in them.
Oh, I don't believe that to be true.
Hoping.
Well, I don't believe that to be true. I don't believe that to be true.
People hope for the worst things in life. Like,
No. Huh? This is today. Listen to me, man. Today, today is about dispensing hope. So,
Hold on.
Nobody who is hoping for a bad thing has hope. Because hope is the expectation that something positive, something good will happen for you. That's hope.
That's why I was going to that.
That's the definition of hope. When you are expecting something bad to happen for you, that's called anxiety.
Okay. I'll agree with you.
Okay, that's anxiety.
I'll agree with you.
That brings a different emotion.
I am hoping that the government of the Bahamas will do good concerning the people of the Bahamas. I am hoping that the young men that are there, what are partaking in criminal activities, will turn around and start doing positive things. This is my hope. This is my prayer.
Okay, hold on. So let me ask you. Is that your wish or is that your hope? Listen, please.
I listen.
Because when you say it's your hope, hope is you expect it. Not you ain't sure. You expect it to be so. That's hope.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm asking you, bro. I'm listening to you.
Right.
You are telling me to expect that those men who are out there doing violence and murder and crime and stuff, you expect them to turn around.
I'm hoping that they will turn around.
No, see, this is why I need human beings to listen. That's why I'm telling you. No, you're using the wrong word. You wish they do so. Hope says you expect it to be so. It's different.
Well, that's why
we don't build hope today. No, we don't want to build doubtful language today. We don't build hope. Hope is expectation. And you have to have hope. You have to have a credible source of the reason for your hope. Credible.
Let me give it to you in one nutshell then. I am believing, okay. I am hoping that our Bahama land and the people in the Bahama land will live a life that is pleasing and acceptable in the sight of God.
Okay, bro.
That's what I'm hoping for.
I got you. Appreciate it very much. Thank you much. Thank you. All right, we have another caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you. Caller? I cannot. Today on planet Earth, I cannot have hope that everybody in the Bahamas will do what God wishes them to do. I cannot have that hope today. I have no basis on which to have such hope. I could wish it. I could pray for it. But I have no reason to have that hope. So I'm not going to set myself up for disappointment. Hope deferred makes the heart sick. So I won't set myself up for that disappointment. Hope requires a reliable source of the hope. And there is a reliable source. And sources, experience is one of them. We got callers on the line. Go ahead, caller, we're listening to you.
Mr. Shivago Lang, you're doing an excellent job, but I think you're a little off base with the definition of hope. Hope is the desire for a particular expectation for something to happen. It doesn't say whether it's good or bad. You're off base a bit. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you, brother. You used your definition of hope. And the one I am using is the definition I am using. And so what we are talking about today is the expectation that something is going to happen for you, a desired outcome. Okay? Right? There is no uncertainty. Somebody said hope is a positive expectation for a desired outcome, even if uncertain. So I don't know what definition of hope you got. But the definition of hope, I have. Okay? If you are hoping for something negative to happen, you got anxiety. You don't have hope. The scriptures does not use any word hope that has built in it any kind of negativity. But you live on the hope you got. Today, if you are listening to me, I want you to live with the kind of hope we are defining. The positive expectation that something good will happen for you in the future. We have another call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Good afternoon, Mr. Lang. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
Again. I'm okay. Thanks. Happy New Year and all the best to you and your family.
Same to you.
Thank you. I'm listening to the show, right? And I can relate in terms of having gained the experience now. So I do have that hope. I had a, it was involved in a car accident. I had to have spine surgery. Oh, and I was hopeless because of the circumstance, all of that. And one day, I was just sitting down thinking, and as clear as day, the thought came, and I'm saying it's the Holy Spirit said to me, why are you hopeless? You have so much to be hopeful for, to be grateful for. When I thought about it, I had a colleague who was also in a car accident about a week after me. And the day I left to go and have my surgery, he died.
Wow. Okay.
He died, you know. And so I have a great expectation because my God has proven himself to me time and time again.
And your experience informs that.
Pardon me?
And your experience experiences inform that.
Yes, and my experience also taught me a lot of times we don't expect because things don't happen when we want or even the way we expect it to happen. But that doesn't mean at the end of the day it's not going to work out for your good. You know, we just have to learn patience as well. A lot of it is a test for patience. And to strengthen, like you were talking about, strengthening a muscle. We also have to strengthen our faith at times. And that experience, the situation you go through a lot of times, that is what it's there for, to help you strengthen that faith. And I know for me, that is what it has done. So
wow.
I have a lot of hope right now. Great expectation of being.
Hallelujah. Man, I'm with you. You're going to make me, you almost make me shout just now.
Let's,
you know,
the thing about
hope is you really can't have hope and not have patience, you know, because hope is something to come. And in order to get it, you got to wait. Wait with a joyous attitude, which patience is, or with a good attitude, which patience is, then it's really doubtful you have hope.
Yeah. You have to praise, keep praising until it comes.
Amen. I appreciate you.
Thank you.
I appreciate you calling. Thank you so much for sharing that. Appreciate it. This text says, great show. You have me praising and giving thanks to God as I reflect on past situations. Well, that's the way it ought to be. That's the way. Do we have another call on the line, producer? No? Okay, good. This says, hi, Shivago. Your comments resonate deeply with me. We tragically lost our son in a car accident. Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. A few years ago, he was a remarkable young man in the prime of his life. As a mother, I felt like every breath I took after that loss could have been my last. However, over the years, I've come to understand that our loving Heavenly Father has endowed us with the capacity to heal emotionally. This healing has allowed me to connect with friends who have also lost their children and loved ones. The Bible offers hope through the example of Jesus resurrecting Lazarus, illustrating that in the future, we will be reunited with our loved ones once more. I fear your pain with the loss of mother, my friend. Hold on. Time ain't long now. We will soon be reunited. I thank you so much for sharing that. Wow. That's something. Okay, we're going to take a break, pay our respects to our sponsors, and we'll be back. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host.
Take a step, everybody. Take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
Start the year making all the right money moves. Budgeting and saving? Yes. Investing? Check. But what if you could do more? With an RF brokerage account, you can get priority access to local investment opportunities right as they come to the market. Never miss a bond or new share offering again. Plus, you can house all your investments in one place and benefit from expert investment advice. Contact us at brokerage@rfgroup.com to start doing more today. Some conditions apply. RF, money at work.
Are you ready to elevate your day with a burst of flavor? Look no further than Dunkin', your ultimate destination for everything delicious. From our freshly brewed coffee that is sure to pick you up, to our signature frozen beverages that will cool you down. And don't forget our mouth-watering sandwiches made to order all day. Dunkin' has it all. And of course, our lineup of fresh donuts, muffins, and more. Dive into a world of yummy flavors at Dunkin' and bring joy to your day. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
We go into this. We go into this. Gonna get them pancakes, waffles, omelets, ribs, breakfast sandwich, love the taste. Try our French, don't stuff your face. Come to Nez Pancake, please. We go into Nez. Yes, we go into Nez. Woo! Gonna eat that chicken and fries, fudge and rice. Juicy burgers taste so nice. Rock, comb, chicken wings. Come and try all we things.
Nez Pancake Place, located behind Sunshine Laundromat on Settlers Way 456, to place your order today.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Many nights we pray with no proof anyone could hear. In our hearts a hope for song we barely understood. Now we are not afraid, although we know there's much to fear. We were moving mountains long before we knew we could. Oh, yes. There can be miracles when you believe. Though hope is frail, it's hard to keep.
What miracles you can achieve.
back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. I'm so glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio. So glad you could join us here today. You can call us on 323-6232 or 325-4316. You can text us on 242 from the Family Islands. You can call us on 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796, or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. This text says, 5-star, excellent show, my brother. Very awe-inspiring. I appreciate that very much. That's the aim. That's the hope. That was the only reason I came on the show today. Only reason. And not interested in any negativity, not interested in any doubtfulness. We are dispensing hope today, which is the positive expectation that something good will happen for you. Something good. Not just anything. Something good will happen for you. This text says hope is the belief or expectation that something positive will happen or that a desired outcome will be achieved even in the face of uncertainty and challenges. It's a motivating force that keeps people striving toward goals, finding meaning in difficult situations, persevering through adversity. Hope often involves optimism, believing in the possibility of good outcomes, faith, trusting that circumstances can improve even when the path forward isn't clear, resilience, the inner strength to keep going despite setbacks, vision, imagining a better future or a specific goal to work toward. It serves as an emotional anchor during tough times and inspires people to take action to bring about change, whether in their personal lives, communities, or the world at large. Thank you for that. What kind of hope would that be if people just aren't looking forward to anything good? You can imagine. I feel with hope that something bad can happen. Woo, glory. I'm hopeful something bad can happen. Who says that? Nobody hopes for something bad to happen, man. Other than people who just talk in some kind of a lack of knowledge. Hope. Hope, that's what we're dispensing it. You know, so you can have hope on the basis of your experiences. So you can have hope on the basis of your experiences, right? Your experiences tell you, you know what, things like these pass, things like these improve, things like these don't last. So you can have hope on that basis. You can have hope on the basis of your talent. A person like a Kobe Bryant or Michael Jordan can go on a basketball court, have positive expectations about the outcome of the game because they know the talent they have and the talent of the people that they work with. So sometimes your hope is rested in your own talent, in your own gifting. A child who prepares for their studies, who knows how their preparation gets them the kind of results that they do, goes through that exam with hopefulness. I have been such a child for years in my high school life. I'm talking about the kind of confidence that wasn't fearful. I knew this was going to be an A. I didn't know if it was going to be a 100% A, 99% A, a 95% A, but I knew I was getting an A because my study preparation was such that I was that. That's the same thing for an engineer, an architect, a lawyer, a doctor, and others who, on the basis of their preparation, skill set, etc., know, listen, man, this future event, this the outcome of this can be positive. I have no doubts about that. Sometimes you can be wrong, but that doesn't deny the hope that persons can have. But sometimes you run into them things where no matter how much experience you have, no matter how much skill set exists, no matter how bad you are, you are filled with uncertainty. And that uncertainty leads you to a sense of fear, anxiety. It's gonna happen. You got cancer, bro. That's what the doctor says. Sis, doctor says, I'm sorry, this is terminal. Oh, I'm sorry, the accident is so bad, we're not sure this person is going to make it. And you get those kinds of news, brother. This place is closing down and all of y'all are going to lose your jobs. Oh, the pandemic has come and all kind of things shutting down, and we don't know if you're going to go back. And home, notwithstanding your experiences in the world, you can be filled with hopelessness, and you can't, there's no one who can give you the confidence, no one who can give you the sense of listen, this is going to be okay, this is going to be okay, this is going to be okay. You just don't, you can't get nothing nowhere. Let me tell you something. When you get there, for the people who care to, for the people who care to, the only thing you could do is look up. Yeah, you got to look to a place beyond yourself. You got to look to a place beyond ourselves. You got to look to a place beyond this place. Why? Because you're looking for hope. Now, let me explain something to you. I want people to understand. People ask me to pray for them, right? My friends, my family. Sometimes, you know, if I'm in a virtual environment. I try to pray with faith. Because God responds to faith. Mm-hmm. Faith makes all things possible. Right? If you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, nothing shall be impossible to you, said Jesus Christ. Okay, so I try to pray with faith. But you know, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So in order for me to have faith about what I pray, I have had to have heard from God. That's how it's supposed to work. Meaning I have divine understanding, revelation, and knowledge about that which I am praying about. And I am praying in accordance with that divine understanding and revelation. That's why when I pray sometimes, I understand that I am merely pleading to God, putting a petition before him based not on something he has asked me to do or told me that will happen, that this thing should happen, and my belief that if he hears me, he may at the time answer me. But if there is a word that says, when you sin, confess your sins, and he is faithful and just to forgive you of your sins. When I do that, therefore, when I confess, ain't no doubt in my mind the outcome of that prayer and confession. So this is why those believers know and understand they have to spend the kind of time in that divine environment and atmosphere that might lead them to an understanding of what God's will is. And they can therefore pray in that way. Similarly, hope. There is a hope you can get that meets circumstances that nothing on this planet can answer when you are prepared to find that confidence from the one who can give that confidence. And you can't conjure that confidence up in your head. You can't do affirmations that make that confidence come. I mean, affirmations can make you feel good, might even give you some motivation for a time. But what you are looking for is you keep asking, believing in the responsiveness of God, and in time, he can say, Shivago, I got this. And sometimes he don't say so, and he's got it anyhow. God, miracles are built for those moments. That's what Whitney and Mariah were singing about, when you believe. Miracles are built for the moments that no man can answer. That's what a miracle is. A miracle is a miracle when it is only God who can do it or make it happen. You have a call on the line. Go ahead. Caller, we're listening to you.
Shivago.
Yes, sir. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. I'm gonna just make a story short as I could. But 22 years ago today, okay, I had a surgery. Before I had the surgery, at least I was paralyzed. Okay. And they did all kind of tests on me in the U.S., whatever, all the tests, but they couldn't find what's wrong with me. Finalysis, they did an AIDS test, and that come back negative. And there was the doctor was just puzzled. So then they did this thing where they pumped this dye in me and turned me upside down, found out a blockage in my neck, okay?
Wow.
Now, the doctor told me he could have do the surgery, but then you have to do it in two stages. Do the front, I did the surgery back and front of my neck. Mm-hmm. Do the front first and take about 6 weeks, 6 to 8 weeks and come back and do the back. And well, I said to the doctor, I said, Doc, if you go to the surgery, you have to do just one surgery. You're doing both of surgeries at the same time. I'm not coming back. He said, no. You can't do the surgery like that because it's too dangerous. Never did it like that before. Final analysis, he did it the way I told him, the way I wanted to. So I was out for about 3 days, you know. And like I said, the date when my surgery was done 22 years ago in the U.S.
Wow.
And I just had faith to believe that it was going to be successful. Although I had a bit of fright, to be honest with you, because I was in the hospital alone. No family members around at the time. And 23 years ago today, well, I saw a little disability, but I'm still alive, thank God. Just started sharing.
I appreciate it, man. Appreciate you sharing that. Thank you, my friend. Appreciate it. Says, Mr. Lang, I don't wish to take you off topic, but since one of your contributors mentioned it, can you share your views on the concept of us seeing our loved ones in the afterlife? I was made to understand that as spirit beings, we would not be reuniting in that manner. Well, my understanding is, again, in the afterlife, but they won't be like your earthly mother, sister, brother, etc., but you will, my understanding is, know them as persons you knew on earth, but I mean, that's not a big deal one way or the other. However it happens, it happens. But your wife won't be your wife, your husband won't be your husband, as I understand it. So there is that hope, that eternal hope, that greatest of hope, you know. I don't want you to get vexed with me, right? And I'm just being a little facetious when I say that. But, so, do you all know what kickstarts my hopefulness every day? Even when I get really, really under it? I mean, what kickstarts it? And I mean, literally can bring me to a place of rejoicing. I'm talking about where inside me, I'm leaping and dancing. So Jesus' disciples went out and they were doing many miracles. And they came back to Jesus and they were bragging about how they were casting out demons and healing the sick and raising the dead. And Jesus said to them, talk about dampening your spirit, somebody might say. But Jesus said to them, don't rejoice over that. He said, but rejoice that your names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. He says, you want something to rejoice about? So rejoice about that. If you read the Book of Revelations, which many people read with fear and anxiety, I do not. I do not read it with fear and anxiety. It has some dramatic and interesting things in it, but I don't read it with fear and anxiety. The Bible says that books were opened, and that people were judged by the things that were in the books. But then, one as the Son of Man opened them, and in it, the Book of Life, in it, were written the names of all of them that believed, did not receive the mark of the beast, but had the mark of God, from on all of whom were spared from the second death. So even if I can't find a reason right here and right now about something right here and right now in this plan, this planet to have hope, I could jumpstart my hope with the notion that my name is written in the book of life. You say, "Well, you know that." He said, "Well, all them that believe." And I believe. I know of a certainty, I believe. So only reason why, yeah, because Shivago was so good. Boy, if it had the rest of my good, yeah, because Shivago was so smart. No, sorry, Bob. Only because I believe. Just because I believe. That's why I love the Christian faith, man. I love it. I don't want to give myself 60,000 lashes so I could be good enough. I don't have to blow nothing up so I could be good enough. I don't have to say 1,000 prayers so I could be good enough. I don't need nobody to put their hand on me and tell me I am good enough. Because I ain't good enough. But it is a belief that tells me I can borrow somebody else's clothes. Not everybody else's. Only one person's clothes I could borrow. I could go to someone named Jesus Christ. I could borrow your... I could borrow your righteous suit. Can I borrow that suit, please? He said, "Gladly, I did what I did so you could have one of your own." Boom, here you go. That gets you in. Ah, boy. Listen, have hope, my friend. For most of us, it's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. Yeah, we can go through some things. I lied to you. We still got some scorching to get. We can pass through some sickness, some of us. Yeah, we can have some issues, man. We can have some breakups, some bust-ups, some stuff. But I want you to know, if you land your faith and your understanding and your knowledge and your belief the right place, it can be all right. And you can be all right. Have hope today. Something good can happen for you. Something good can happen for you, young man, young woman, young lady. Yes, I know you got a couple of children and you ain't know how you can make it. And something good can happen for you. Something good could happen for you. Yes, yes. And I know they overlooked you. And I know you thought you were to get what you thought you were to get and you didn't get it. Hold on. Something good is going to happen for you. Something good can happen for you. And yes, I know you mess up and you foul up and you did all kind of things you shouldn't have done. It's all right. If you're living, you could turn it around, then something good is going to happen. Something good can happen for you. And I know sometimes you are down on your own self. People don't even need to be down on you. It's all right. That's all right. You are not what you have done. You are not what you have not done. You are a being created by a divine God, and something good is going to happen for you. Something good can happen for you. God bless you, is my prayer. You all have a wonderful, wonderful evening. I'm not afraid to take a stand, everybody.
I marched the car. The lady run into me marched the car.
I hope she had insurance.
If she had insurance, she hop out, pull out her phone, pull out the Royal Star Assurance app, and bang, she was on a video call with an RSA rep, sending pictures of her damage, my damage, filing a claim on the spot.
For real? Our insurance have that kind of app?
You gotta go to RSA for that.
Download the RSA app today or visit rsabahamas.com to submit your claim online. Live chat available weekdays 9 to 5.
Mm. Do you have uncontrollable debt? Are you ready to make that move to Fidelity for a stress-free future? These loans have a built-in savings plan that pays you unbeatable interest. Ask about our debt consult for 67764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Hey, Uncle Pat, where you going?
I going by Miss Pancake Place.
You're not going for pancakes 7 o'clock in the evening?
Yeah, that is close 8, but I ain't only getting pancake. Junior want a mango barbecue burger. Nadia want a honey garlic wings and fries. Justin want chicken and waffles. And Rami want that famous bachin rice.
Should I sell all that?
And more. In fact, Sunday gone, we had steam oxtail, crab and rice, and cold slaw with ice cream and snow cone for dessert.
I go on the nays with you.
Well, let's go then.
I'm coming now.
Nay's Pancake Place, serving breakfast all day, lunch and dinner too. Located behind Sunshine Laundromat, next to the fire station on Settlers Way. Call 351-5456 to place your order today. That's Nay's Pancake Place. Pancake Place.
I'm coming now.
Along come a Bohemian mountain on he plate. He act like he never eat before and he didn't eat no more. He had 5 pieces of chicken.